So I'm here with Matthew from DSSR Consulting Engineers. Hello, welcome.
Hello, it's brilliant to be with you. Thank you very much.
Lovely to have you in the studio with us. And you're going to tell us a little bit about what you do and what you do for hospitals, which is fantastic work, I must say.
Well, I mean, much like yourselves, everyone is working towards, you know, giving the best possible service to the health service and to hospitals. So, it's really good to be able to, you know, come and support you and share just a little bit of what we do. Engineering is kind of one of those things that blinds a lot of people and they fall asleep very quickly when we start talking about it. But you know, in terms of healthcare, you know, it's the operating theatres, the critical care units, the wards, the specialist rooms to enable the clinicians to deliver the healthcare that we all so desperately need and benefit from. That's fundamentally what we do.
Absolutely. And what areas do you sort of specialise in? What is it that you really design?
Well, to be honest, it's any department. I mean, so we can, you know, lower level, you've got your outpatients, cubicles and things like that. But then up at the upper end, you've got your aseptic pharmacies, you've got your production pharmacies, you've got your operating theatres, you've got your isolation rooms, you've got your critical cares, you've got your neonates, your SCBOOs. You know, everything. All of those, everything. So we cover the whole set, really.
Yeah, and how does that process work? So what? How do you start that from when you get an email or whatever that says, we need this?
Well, yeah, it can vary. I mean, the best is when we get the phone call from the trust to say, you know, we've got a little bit of money and we would like to do this new department. We'd like you to come and meet the clinicians, sit down with the clinicians, understand what they're trying to achieve, how they would like to be able to work, sit down with them, get an understanding of that from them. And then once we've understood that information, is then to develop the engineering systems to actually deliver that. And that's the lovely way to do it. Yeah. And then we'll work alongside an architect and a structural engineer if we're building something new, or to develop that into a design, which then a contractor will build and deliver and then gets handed over and handed back to the clinicians and hopefully gives them everything that they were aspiring to. I mean, that's the perfect model. More often than not, we've got to do this and we've got to make it happen yesterday, and there's no money and it's got to be done by the end of the financial year. But but the principles are the same.
Absolutely. And what's your favorite part of that process, because surely there's some big wins in there as well?
Absolutely. My favorite part is by far and away when you actually get to interact with the clinicians. We get to work with some of the most senior clinicians in the country, and to understand, you know, we've got guidance that's been written relatively recently, but they're at the forefront, and particularly when you've, you know, we're on the other side of a pandemic now, but their thinking was changing almost by the day. And so to be able to respond and to develop design to give them what they needed then, and then to evolve them as their thinking changed, I mean, that is by far and away the best bit.
And
to understand what they're trying to achieve and to make it possible for them, so that, because at the end of the day, we're all the beneficiaries. If we're getting better healthcare because they've got the systems they need, we're all winners, aren't we?
Absolutely, yeah. And you work all over the country, is that right?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, we have three offices as a company. We have a Scottish office up in Glasgow. We have a Manchester office and a Harrogate office. But to be absolutely honest, that doesn't mean that we look after the East, Manchester look after the West, and Glasgow look after Scotland. We're all working, both Manchester, Glasgow and Harrogate are all working in London. We're working in Stafford, we're working over in Liverpool, we're just handing over a new unit in Salford from the Harrogate office, which seems bizarre because it's literally on Manchester's doorstep. But equally, Manchester are working over, they're working at Sheffield. It's all about relationships. And you know, where we have relationships, then that's where we work, quite simply.
Fantastic. So it really is key work that you do, and it's right on the front line as well, which is very exciting stuff.
It can be. So sometimes a little bit too close to the front line, when you're having to put on full PPE or scrub to go into an operating theatre to observe and see what they actually do. It makes a difference, and I think that's, as engineers, that's what we get our kicks from. Engineers are all about solving problems and making things happen, and so, you know, that's what we love about the jobs that we have, is that we can see that happening. And there's a constant churn when we're with the NHS, there's constantly work ongoing. You know, you just look at the budgets that the government are spending on hospitals and healthcare. And healthcare is a constantly moving, you know, what we did 10 years ago is no longer applicable because healthcare practices have changed, so we have to keep up to speed with that, and we have to understand what we're doing so that we can evolve it to keep up with the clinicians and clinical practice.
Yeah, and is that evolution quite exciting? Do you enjoy that evolution part of that?
Very much so. I mean, that was one of the huge challenges of the pandemic was we were sent home on, was it March the 24th, and the phone starts ringing off the hook as all of our NHS clients say, right, but now we need some additional critical care beds, we need more oxygen, we need more ventilation, we need more power, how can we get it? And suddenly we're working remotely, and you know, their thinking is changing very, very rapidly. The thinking from the start of the pandemic to the end of the pandemic changed quite significantly.
Of course.
As we all were on that learning journey together, the engineers and the clinicians were on that journey together as we sought to develop the best possible solutions to keep everyone safe.
Absolutely. And has that sort of been the highlight of all of this then? Has, in a way, the pandemic has created a lot of very inspiring projects in many ways, and it's managed to sort of evoke that change within the NHS. There's a lot been going on, as you've said, a lot of projects have happened. Have they created more innovation? Have they been more interesting projects?
They've been challenging because of I think the speed of change that was required. I mean, we saw it in the Nightingale hospitals that they had to build.
Of
the
course.
Speed at which those were constructed and designed was absolutely phenomenal. I've been in this now for 33 years, and I think each project, there are certain, you know, you have your certain pet projects that are special.
Yes.
I mean, I was at Alderhay Children's Hospital yesterday. That a building full of ill children, that is one of the most wonderful places to actually be. It feels peaceful. It feels tranquil. It feels like a healing environment.
Yeah.
To see that work as a building is just fantastic, and to see that the clinicians see the value of that as it helps them do their jobs. Or we work down at UCLH down in central London, and you know, one of the most acute hospitals in the country, and you know, they're constantly at the forefront of anything that is going on anywhere in the country, so we're working with those clinicians, and so we're able to disseminate what we learn there to other trusts across the country, because they will invariably follow suit further on down the line. So it's
fantastic.
No 2 days are the same, that's for sure.
Of course, which must make it a really interesting job to have.
Yeah.
What would you say then was the absolute best day you've had in your job?
If
there was one day you had to pick, what happened?
That's impossible. One day. I don't think I could. There would be favourite projects. I don't think I could.
Of course.
I don't think I could pin it down to one. Unfortunately, in 33 years, there's an awful lot.
There
of
is
days.
A lot. Yes,
there's
I can imagine.
There's a lot of days. I think there are favourite projects. I think you know some of the things that we. Yeah, I think some of the things that we delivered during the pandemic because of the way everyone knuckled down. All the contractual things that caused us problems before the pandemic, they were irrelevant. Everyone was on side. It was about how we got through this and how we made it happen as fast and as well as possible. And I think so in that regard, we delivered a lot of work down at UCLH. We converted an entire floor to increase their critical care capacity.
Wow.
We redeveloped a ward at King George's, again into additional critical care capacity. So I think that it was the can-do attitude of everyone and what is possible when everyone is actually really on side to deliver. You know, and that's clinicians, client, architects, contractors. You know, it's everyone is on the same page to make
project.
It happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those are the best days.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
You're most welcome.
It's been really interesting to hear all about what you guys do.
No problem at all.
It's fascinating. So it genuinely is. I know you said about engineering, but not at all. This is, when it's so key like that, I think it can really bring that inspiration to mind. And especially being here in the hospital, I think people see it a lot more, the impact of the work, which is really important.
Yeah. No, well, thank you very much indeed for having us.
Much appreciated. So, Matthew from DSSR.
Thank you.